You're now listening to Chewing the Fat Podcast with your host, Sapa Brick, King Kelso, Coffee Black, and your boy, Cecil B. Sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Let's do this.
Welcome to Chewing the Fat Podcast. Today, we've got three topics. Firstly, a college refuses to give a girl her diploma because her name is Marijuana Pepsi. Second,
this is beautiful, man.
I know, it's lovely.
Lovely.
Second, a senator says transgender woman should be allowed to have an abortion. Just let that sink in. And the Sestrumung Challenge. I hope I said that right. Sestrumung. Anyway, we'll talk about that in more detail. But firstly, how's everybody doing?
I'm fine.
I'm straight, brother. Not really straight. Kind of like bent to the left a little bit. But I'm good, though. I'm okay.
I'm more relieved that we actually got past the intro right now, to be honest with you. Now that we're over that rock, you know, I'm quite happy.
Oh, hey, speaking of rock, check this out. Got this new CBD bud, right? Hemp flower. Which has been soaked in CBD.
Jesus.
At 40%+.
So that's how they do it. They grow it, and then they also soak it.
Yeah.
Is that for the crystals and stuff to kind of like join in?
Well, this one was soaked in CBD oil, dusted with Keith.
Jesus.
And, man, listen.
But angel dust.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I feel like an angel. Now, my actions are a lot different than that of an angel. But I feel pretty fucking good, I'm telling you.
Hey.
Okay.
Right, so what's our first topic?
Right. First topic is a college refuses to give a girl her diploma. And asks asks her to change her name because her name is Marijuana Pepsi.
Okay, these motherfuckers are something else. You going first, Reg?
Go on, Reg.
I can't breathe.
You can't breathe. Right, okay. I was going to say take a deep breath, but that's not going to work.
My breathing stopped. I can't breathe, y'all.
You wouldn't be able to talk if you couldn't breathe. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, man, I can't breathe. For real, y'all tripping. I can't breathe.
Reg, if you're talking, you can breathe.
Oh, no, geez. I can't, man. Y'all laughing, man. Y'all need to call the police or something, man.
That's what happens when you mix drugs. When you mix drugs, this is the only thing that can happen.
No more blood pressure medication or CBD. All right, so I can breathe. So I'm going to tell you my little...
There we go.
My little 2 cents, man.
What's your 2 cents?
Hey, man.
And I'm going to let you keep the change. Check this out.
Man.
So if I go... Rest. Relax. Breathe.
Hey.
Can I do my... Can I talk, Reg?
Reg, you want to... Okay. Go ahead, Kelso. Oh, right. Yeah, there we go.
Now, we go... Now, that's what I would do. Low key, like... I would see if this young lady's name is really...
Marijuana Pepsi. Pepsi, yep.
And if that's her legal name, I will issue her her diploma. Because whether you disagree with the name or you find it offensive or whatever it is, it's her name.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you can't rob her of her moment graduating college, right? Just because you're offended by her name. You know, to me, that's like so disrespectful. Then you have another accident to change it, so she can get a diploma. Come on, man, you've already ruined.
No, but think about this. Think about this, right? Kids don't know the meaning to words, right? So you can imagine being this poor girl. She's gone her whole life being called marijuana, or Mary Jane, whatever they call it for short. And when she gets old enough to understand what that actually means, can you imagine? What she felt like.
Horrible.
But marijuana has gotten some good press in the recent years, right? It's more positive than negative now. So I guess everything's changing. But I mean, there are worse names out there, like Apple or Meadow or, you know, Peach or something. You know, I mean, a piece of fruit. I mean, if you compare marijuana to Peach or an apple or Meadow or all these other weird names, what would you rather be? If you had to make a choice right now, what name would you pick out of those three or four?
I don't pick none of them.
Pick none of them.
You said apple, peach, or what? Did you say watermelon, motherfucker?
No, peaches. A peach, an apple, or like Meadow. I mean, these are names off the top of my head that I know people have called their children. So it's like,
apple.
You want to be apple? Right. Reggie, what would you be?
Did he die?
Yeah.
You die? Did you die?
No, man. My
Red, you're gonna stop that shit. You're gonna fucking Red, you need to stop, bro.
So, hey.
Hey.
Yeah, cause see, man, that
Man down. Man down.
Them names.
Yeah.
Names.
Yeah. So if you got a choice, if you had a choice to be called marijuana, apple, Meadow or Peach, what would you take? What would you pick?
Hey, I'm black. I'm going to combine them all.
Gonna combine them all. Mara, apple, peachy, meadow.
Meadow. Hey.
Apple,
peach. Be all of them.
Marijuana.
Hey, why not? It's a name.
You're right, brother. You're right.
You know?
Yeah, so you're right, right. I don't like it, but you're right.
And if my mama gave it to me, I'm going to keep it.
Yeah.
You can keep it, but your mama would be a fucking... No.
But the good news is this girl has now got a doctorate, so she's now Dr. Marijuana. Oopsie. So this is, who would not want that title? I mean, come on. Dr. Marijuana Pepsi. Mm.
Ooh.
Hey? This is a paper by Dr. Marijuana Pepsi. Of course you're going to read it, for sure.
What?
You know?
Hey, but could you imagine, though, you know, you ever get mad at your kids and call them by their full
name? By their full name?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, I'll be
getting mad. No.
Wife, I get mad at my wife. I'd be so and so and so and call her name that I know by. You know, could you imagine her mother getting mad and just call her full name? That'd be. Especially if she didn't know what her name was. Or what if her mama wanted a Pepsi? And said, baby, bring me a Pepsi. You know? And then she'd be like, all confused.
Well, at least her mother's got a good sense of humor.
At least her mother won't be like, mama. My mama called me every name. Called me all my brothers. Then she finally get to me. And I'll be like, mama, my name Reggie. She say, boy, hush your mouth. You know who I'm talking to.
Oh. Yeah, that's an uncomfortable silence. It's okay, I'll cut that out. Don't worry about it. We'll skip past this part. Next.
Oh, so take
hold
on, man.
Oh, you got more? You got more? Okay, let's go.
Nah, I got to take this. It's totally different. So I'm waiting on the motherfucking AC guy, right? And it started drizzling a little bit. Misting. Not even fucking Anyway, the motherfucker said he can't go up on the roof because he don't want to get electrocuted. I know it's hot. I was in there last time. I know it's hot. And this motherfucker...
He don't want to get electrocuted.
You know what I mean? This motherfucker just left.
He just left?
Yeah, talking about he don't want to get electrocuted. I can't open that unit up like that. You know, in case the rain comes. Ah,
oh, Jesus. Sounds like he doesn't want the business, yeah?
But see, my parents are so caught up in this damn home warranty because they had it for 15 years and all this shit. I'm like, man, the service sucks. That could just be your 15th and your last fucking year doing this shit. Anyway, next topic.
All right. Next topic. A senator says transgender woman should be allowed to have an abortion.
Yeah, that'll work. I'm cool with that. Because, first of all, if the mother get pregnant, well, maybe it's talking about like the ones going from... woman to man.
No, this is a man who's transitioned to a woman.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, right. So.
What was I thinking?
Yeah, it's so basically, the senator has lost touch with his people, right? Let's be honest, right? He's out of touch with the public altogether. In fact, I go so far as to say he's probably out of touch with reality. Right, he must be some stronger shit than you, right? Let's be honest.
Yeah, because I know better than that.
Jeez. See, I think this is a symptom. This is a symptom
of
I'm getting my horse.
No,
here we go.
I think you're on the right track.
It's a symptom of what politics is really about. Mm. Politics is all about, you know, furthering the politician's career, you know, putting together a manifesto or, Reggie, what did you say it was called in the US? It's called campaign promise or something? Campaign promises, is that what they call? Yeah? Basically, it's all a list of lies. Yes. That's really what it is. It's like, here's my list of lies that I'm going to tell everybody here today. And then you're all going to believe me. And then if I don't become president... It doesn't matter. But if I do become president, I'll do one or two if I really have to. But I'm not obligated to do any of these things that I said I was going to do. And then I get to, live in the White House and, you know, be Mr. Top Dog for like 4 years. And if I get a second term, great. If not, I get to retire because hopefully while I've been in office, I've scratched a few backs. And I have, incentivized a few people so that when I get out, I get a bit of a back pay. And then I get to live rich, right? I get bodyguards because I carry a title for life that I didn't really earn because I lied to get it. And then I get to flip and just, you know, the public has to pay. The taxpayers will pay for my security detail that I will need for the rest of my life for whatever goddamn reason. And you'll all pay. Even though I'm a rich bastard, you'll all pay for me. And that's what politics is all about. Like, I don't give a shit about the people. That's all for local councils and stuff to sort out, right? With the reducing budget that they get every year. And it's all about the politicians getting to further their career. That's it. That's it in a nutshell.
But you know what? Now, here's the thing. Sometimes, now the president, some of them, they be trying to help, but they're stifled by Congress and Senate, who are career politicians. They go to college and become lawyers and then go into politics and been there for the past 40, 50, 60 years, career politicians. So the president at times got his hands tied because of these two entities that want to screw up everybody.
Right.
Ooh, I'm tired. That took a lot. God, dog.
exhausted.
Yeah. Just take a breath.
You can breathe now, though, right?
Yeah, so, my breathing working right now.
It's working. Yeah, because you're not dead.
So this senator, clearly he's been getting some feedback from this stupid comment, right?
But
really, no. Yeah. Dang, I wish I could pull that article up again, but no, yeah, he hadn't been getting any feedback because he's really an idiot. It's funny because the Democrats want to battle Donald Trump idiocy with somebody, another idiot, you know, so it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know how, but the weirdest thing is they can get away with saying stupid things like this.
Right.
They can get away with it. You know, I bet if you or I, you know, jumped on a platform and said something stupid like that, we would get heckled all the way home, right? We'd be the laughing stock, right?
I don't know, man. I don't know the way society is now, especially people don't really pay attention. Whew. People don't really pay attention to what people are saying anymore. As long as it sounds good to them, then they are all right with it.
So everyone's kind of living in their own world, and if you resonate with their echo chamber, then great. If you don't, then they'll find someone else who does, kind of thing.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Well, I think that's kind of been the status quo, because you've had the left and the right and the blue and the red. You know, the two-party system for how long, right? And for as long as I can remember, it's always been that way. You're either on this party or you're on that party. And if you don't like either of those parties, then you end up supporting the Green Party or some other, you know, fantastical party out there who we all know don't really have. They're just there for the people who don't want to vote for either of the two big parties.
Right.
It's like a throwaway vote, you know. So if you can imagine, they're standing there with their cap in hand, just trying to catch these little throwaway votes, you know, because they're hoping that maybe one of those two parties, you know, will be in a deadlock and they'll need to partner up with one of these other parties in order to have a majority, you know, that kind of thing. So it's always like by proxy, you know. I want to be famous by proxy. If I can't be in the bigger party, well, then I'll try and, you know, through by proxy. And it's just it's a wicked world we live in, or crooked world, more like it, more crooked.
Yeah,
I think when your eyes start to open and you get to kind of see, you know, the veil being pulled back, you're like, whoa, man, this is actually more messed up than I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's real fucked up. Okay.
And that's why when I hear people like, what's his name now? Jesus. Russell Brand. Russell Brand. Have you ever listened to Russell Brand? He's got a podcast. He's got a YouTube channel as well. And I was listening to him. He's been going for a number of years now. And he would always have topics like, you know, he always seems to want to have the power distributed, you know, more locally. So, you know, give local government more power, you know, and take more power away from central governance, you know. So empower people, you know, where they live and where they are, and not try and dictate, you know, from a single point, and you know, because that embodies you with a lot more power, right? So you have a power over tens of millions of people, or in some cases hundreds of millions, as opposed to, you know, having that more decentralized, you know, because each community, you know, may have different needs and so on and so forth. So they can go about organizing themselves, really, you know. And yeah, he's all for a revolution, you know, a political revolution. And that seems to be what the Brexit Party in the UK is kind of going for as well, is this, you know, no more two-party system. That's, you know, that may have been okay hundreds of years ago. That may have been what worked, but clearly we've moved on since then. And the one thing that, you know, people find hard to break is sometimes tradition, you know. And I wonder what has to happen before people think to themselves, you know what, maybe we do need to change this. You know, maybe there is time for change, you know. At what point do we decide, you know what, now's the time? When do we do that? You know, when our politicians get more stupid and more stupid? I don't know. I really don't know. Well, how many lies do we have to listen to and scoff down before we realize that we're actually being lied to and this is all a big joke? This is all a big show. It's a big entertainment. That's really what it is. It's WWE, but on a more government level.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, man. That's why the... You know, because as long as the people were fed and entertained, they didn't care. And that's what's happening with the world now.
Yeah, it's because life is easy.
Entertained.
I think it's because life is easy. If life was hard, right, like back in the day when they had to come up with the system, I think life would be different. But nobody wants a hard life, right? Let's be honest. Nobody wants a hard life.
I don't know, man. I do, because... Lazy.
Having an easy life doesn't mean lazy. I mean easy as in you can go about your day, do what you need to do, and you can generally get things done, right? I mean, imagine not having internet or not having electricity or not having cars. You think how much difficult, or not having running water to your house. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
I just had that last week.
What? No running water?
Bills was late. Stuff got cut.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, it ain't no thing, man. It ain't no thing. Just roll with the punches. Keep on moving.
Fuck that.
See, that's why. Hey, it was hot in mine. Think about it. 10 o'clock at night, it's 92 degrees. Come on. See, so you know, it's like sometimes I feel like, you know, I got to take my family through that so they can see, so they can say I can survive through that, you know, because everybody getting too freaking soft, man. Everybody.
Well, I think what you're saying is they need to feel the pinch, right? There needs to be a consequence, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, definitely, bro. Can I tell you, I felt like a real bitch. I was like, man, I should be able to handle this. But I couldn't. I was like, motherfucker, it's 100 degrees in your house. Man, you could, like, die. Sitting here in this convection hour.
The best thing I can suggest, right, if you, hopefully you've got a fan. And all you do is you get a spray bottle, right? Get yourself a spray bottle, fill it with water, and you just spray yourself on your head, on your back, on your chest, and just stand near where there's a breeze, and it'll cool you right down.
I'm just smoking and drinking.
So what was that? You're just smoking and drinking?
Yes, sir.
Ah, well, you know.
It works like a charm.
Okay. Nah, I can't take it. I need to hose myself down or something when it gets that hot. But I'm hoping to get a little paddling pool soon, you know, for the adults.
Oh,
we've only got one for the kids. It's like a little 10-pound, like, blow-up thing we get from, was it Argos or Tesco's or wherever we found it. But it's really, really good. And, you know, we usually put it out for the kids. We put the hose pipe in there. And then and the water is cold. Oh, it's like it's just come from the Alps, you know. And the kids love it. They jump in and out of it. You know, the grass gets in there. The mud gets in there. Everything gets in there, right? And they have an absolute ball. But the parents have to watch from a distance, you know, just getting hotter and hotter and hotter. So we decided we're going to get ourselves a little paddling pool this week. This week. Yeah, this week, actually. And and fill it up and try and get it a little bit warmer so it's not, you know, like frostbite when you get in.
Yeah.
Man, let me tell y'all what I did, man. Y'all know the little kiddie pool, man, the little kiddie pool, little plastic kiddie pools.
Yeah.
Man, I filled that sucker, put it in the kitchen, filled it up, sat naked, and just poured it on my forehead. forehead and then just run down, just sit there, man. You know, because that's how you do it.
No, it's not how you do it. I don't know. That's not a question your entire upbringing. There's something wrong, right?
No, hey. I'm telling you.
I'm 50 years old. I'm not sitting on no goddamn kiddie pool. Pouring milk on my head.
Man.
You see, did you see you poured milk on your head, Reg?
Hey, the milk cool you down, man.
Yeah, you know, water can do exactly the same thing.
Yeah, but milk cool you even more, man.
Yeah, but milk goes funny after a while, especially when it gets warm.
But see, here's the thing. You pour the milk because it cools you down. It also skin and pours the stuff. You don't sit in there too long. You just sitting there for a little while. You just pour it, let it flow, man. Good. And then for your hair, man, you throw mayonnaise in there.
You what? You say mayonnaise?
Put some mayonnaise in your hair. Man, I'm telling y'all. Okay. But yeah, man, y'all don't.
This is problem number three. For this motherfucker to die.
This is just the echo of Reg right now. This is echoes, Reg's echo right now. This is really what we're listening to. Yeah. Reg is gone. He's gone, you know, somewhere. And we're just talking to the shell that's left behind.
We don't know who the fuck is.
Okay. All right. So now I think we've done the Santa thing. Let's move on to the Sestruming Challenge. You're probably wondering what the hell that is. I'm not even pronouncing that right. Sestroming. I think that's how I meant to say it. Anyway, it's a stinky fish challenge. And basically what you do is you order a can of the stuff, right? It's rotting fish. That's really what it is. It's Baltic herring from the Baltics, which is stored in brine with not enough salt to cure it, so it's less salt to cure it. And what that does is that actually ferments the fish. And they let it ferment for about 6 months, or a month to 6 months they ferment it. And then they obviously put it in a can and sell it. And what this is meant to do is the can has actually been designed to expand. So while it's sitting in the can, it's still fermenting. But when it ferments, I mean, another word for fermenting means it's going putrid, right? It's actually rotting. Now, what they do is when they get the herring, they cut the head off, but they leave everything else intact. So the guts are still in there, the scales, the skin, and the tail is all still on. And that all gets, you know, canned. So by the time people open this, God knows how much longer later, the smell is putrid. I mean, it's basically rotting fish. That's really what it is. And there's a challenge I've seen on YouTube where they punch the can and they try and take a bite and they try and swallow a piece. Man, if you haven't seen it already, I recommend you go and have a watch. It's absolutely fantastic. I was laughing so hard, I was crying. That's how much I was laughing. Watching people gag and convulse and just retch all the time. It's crazy. But it is entertaining. So if you haven't already seen it, I urge you to go and see it. It's absolutely fantastic. Now this goes back to the 16th century. Let me give you some history. When some Swedish sailors were trying to offload some rotting fish, right? And a couple of Finnish people came to see what they were up to. And the Swedish sailors just gave them rotten fish, you know, because they were trying to cure it, but they didn't have enough salt at the time. So the fish ended up going rotten, right? So as a joke, they gave it to these Finnish people and said, oh, you know, off you go. Yeah, have some of this, you know. And as a joke, I would imagine, and went away, came back a year later, same sailors, and those same Finnish people came up to them and said to them, hey, do you have any more of that rotten fish? Right? So they thought, oh, they must be onto something. So that's when they went, the Swedish sailors, and they went and did it themselves to see what it was like. Now, apparently, you don't eat it on its own. You have it on like a type of toast, that they have is a special word for it. I can't remember what it is now. You can put a bit of onions on top, whatever, to try and take care of the smell. But I believe the smell is so rank that no matter what you put on it, it's disgusting. It's very acidic as well because of the putrefaction. It makes the fish very acidic. So when you taste it, it tastes very, I would imagine, lemony, or, you know, it tastes acidic. And you're meant to open it underwater. Well, some people open it underwater because when you puncture that can, it ejects the juice immediately because obviously it's under pressure because of the fermentation. It just spews everywhere. So recommendation is that you do not open it inside. You do it outside somewhere far away, because if that liquid gets in your house or in your room, it may never go away. You may have that smell forever. It's that bad. It's that bad. It really is bad. So if you don't believe me, go watch a video.
Ladies, if you're going to open the can, not hold the can, say rock or salt. Bang it.
What?
Something about banging it with a rock of salt.
Yeah.
Brad, you're done.
Yeah, that's it. Now. We're speaking to the husk that is Reggie. that was Reggie. I don't know. This is Zombie Reg. Welcome, Zombie Reg. How are you doing tonight?
Man, is it like eating sardines?
I believe it's imagine a rotting sardine that's been rotting for like over a month, and then try and eat that.
I can't eat no rotten fish.
Man. There we go.
I hate fish as rotten fish, man. Come on.
Sardines.
I don't like sardines, man. Hey, I ordered a pizza one time and it had man. Hey, they's the same to me. They fish. They? Fish is fish. Okay. Ain't putting no fish on my pizza, man. Nah.
Who puts fish on their pizza? Let's be honest.
You eat them anchovies, man.
Okay, apart from anchovies. I'm talking like proper fish.
Yeah, but you eat tacos. Why not pizza with fish? Put some tuna on a pizza. There you go.
Yeah, I suppose you can get away with tuna, but I'm talking about like something that's okay, like herring or hake
put some red herring.
Yeah,
trout on there,
and you would eat that. I mean, just beware. I mean, you wouldn't want, you know, with pizza, you make it that night. Maybe you don't get through the whole pizza, so I'll leave that for tomorrow. You're telling me you're gonna go back and eat that the next day?
Hey, I had a whiting fish sandwich. I ain't finished. Put it in the refrigerator.
No.
Went back, got it the next day. Oh, ate it. Man. Yes, I did. What's wrong with it? Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's the next day. If it's 2 days later, it's starting to smell a little bit. But hey, fried fish, man. Come on, man. Fried fish, man.
You right, man. Shut up.
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't do that. I could not do that. I couldn't.
Wait a minute.
Especially fish. I've heard of people going to hospital with, you know,
wait a minute.
Seed shells. Listen to me. Seashells. No. Shellfish poisoning. Oh.
See, there's a difference. There's a difference. Shellfish and regular fish, man. You ain't never had catfish, fried catfish.
No, never catfish. I've never tasted catfish.
What? Hey, you come to the States, man, I'm going to have to hook you up. Man, you get a fried whiting sandwich, and you won't finish that mug. You just put it in the container, put it in the refrigerator, take it out tomorrow, slap it on some bread with some tartar sauce and a couple of French fries and some tomatoes. You good to go.
Yeah, tartar sauce I do love. I love tartar sauce. Love that.
Can't even your shrimps, man. Your fried shrimp. You can eat them joints the next day.
Yeah. I would never eat fish or shellfish the next day. It's got to be eaten then and then. If whatever I don't finish, I throw away. I do not keep seafood for the next day. No ways.
Man, hold on. My mom used to work at this meat packing plant, and they used to pack the crab meat. It was a canning plant. They used to can the crab meat.
Right.
So they would steam the crab, cook it, then pick it, and then put it into the can, and then they would seal it. You wouldn't eat it.
You wouldn't eat it. Eat it?
Yeah, I'm asking you, would you?
Yeah, but that's been put into a specific liquid. No.
It ain't put into no specific liquid. I used to work there.
Is it just dry crab meat?
They take the crab meat, take it, and after they pick it, they trays, send it to the freezer.
Okay.
Till it's then put into a canister and pressure closed.
Okay, so it's already frozen, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the thing. But what's the difference? What's the difference? Here's the thing. You're saying if it's cooked today, it got to be eaten today. It can't be put in the refrigerator and eaten tomorrow.
No. Well, hold on, that's just my preference. That's just my preference. I would not want to risk it.
Okay, we went fishing today. We caught like a whole bunch of fish, and we brought them home. In the refrigerator, took them out tomorrow, scaled them.
Oh, that should be fine. Yeah, no, that should be fine. Yeah.
What's the difference?
No, the difference is it's cooked.
No. Hold on. It's cooked. If that's the case, then a lot of beef, you shouldn't do that. Chicken, you shouldn't do that. It's a lot of stuff you shouldn't do,
okay.
But guess what? You do.
I tell you what. You have a barbecue. You put some fish on the barbecue. You put some chicken. You put some beef. Put some pork. Right? Take a little bit of each and put it in the fridge. Wait the next day. Take it out and eat each one. And you tell me which one is good and which one you would never eat again.
Hey, Softfoot, here's the thing. I do that.
Well, your fish must be hard. Once you've cooked it, it's been standing out for a while, then you put it in the fridge. It's going to go hard, isn't it?
No, it's not.
What do you do with it?
Okay, last fish I cooked salmon.
Salmon?
Salmon. Country boy, you know salmon. Anyway,
I cook. Don't get me started on words. I mean, salmon's one of them. Can you make caramel? You say caramel. What the hell?
I cooked it, and I had some big steaks for the salmon burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Cooked them.
Yeah.
Didn't get a chance to eat them.
Right.
Put them in the refrigerator. I wrapped them up.
Right.
Put them in the container, put them in the refrigerator. About the next day, they were nice and warm. Popped them in the microwave. I was going to pop them in the microwave for a couple of seconds, but no, I had the grill still hot from some hot dogs earlier. I just put them in the grill. There we go. Nice, juicy salmon burger.
Delicious. You say hot dogs, John?
Yeah, I suppose everyone, you know, but I definitely would not do that with seafood. No way. I mean, it may be fine. You're still alive, so you know it obviously is okay. But my preference is definitely not to do that. Seafood. If I'm going to have seafood, I'll eat it that day. You know, but then that's it. If I'm going to cook it, I'll eat it that day. If I bought it from the supermarket or wherever and it's been frozen, sure, that can live in the freezer for whatever. Or if I brought let's say some salmon and it's in the fridge, that's perfectly fine. But if I buy fish and I cook it, or if I buy shrimp or prawns and I cook them, I will not put them back in the fridge. That they will then either no. I would eat as many as I could, and then if I couldn't finish it all, I'd put that in the bin. I would not put that in the fridge to eat the next day.
Here.
Uh-uh.
That's what I'm saying. I eat that, and then what I don't eat, I'm gonna give it to my dog. So hey.
Yeah, well, I don't have a dog, so that's all right.
You don't have a dog.
No.
Oh man.
I'm getting off this podcast.
Well, right. Hold on. What you got? A cat? You got a cat?
I got two cats. Yep.
Oh man.
I like
no, they're,
I like
cats.
I like dogs better though.
Cats,
yeah, I'm more of a cat person. Yeah, I'm not very much a dog person.
Yeah, cats.
So Alpha's the type of person that don't like loyalty. Dogs are very loyal. Cats are not loyal. Cats are too independent. They want you to play with them when they want to be played with. Don't let them get older. But see, my dog, man, no, I got a story for y'all, but oh god, dog, my head hurt, man. Let me tell you the story right quick. All right,
real quick.
I went to made a delivery Saturday, right, and I went up to the house, nice tri-level house, big beautiful house. Anyway, there was a little dog. She was kind of old. I saw her up on the family vehicle in the driveway, right. I ain't but paying no attention to it. I left my car door open. Delivered the food, came back, and the dog was sitting in my passenger seat with a look on her face like, let's go. I was like,
did you go or did you take it home?
No, man, I had.
I would have taken around the block and then brought it.
I was going to do that, but I had another order. But I was like, I said, look, man, why are you sitting in my seat? I got to go. And she looked up at me. She crawled. She got out. And as she got out, I was about to close the door. She sat right there in between the door where I couldn't close it. And she gave me that sad puppy dog look. And I was like, why?
Because she's probably getting abused.
Yeah, she's like, help me.
And you didn't even fucking save her. She's dead now, Red. It's too late. God damn it, Red. She's supposed to save
her baby's life. No, I already got a dog. I'm good. Look, man, my wife is beating me up about this dog now.
Oh yeah, I understand.
Yeah, dogs are trouble. Okay, let's put it that way. They're trouble.
Cats are worse. I don't know. Hey, Safa, do you have a litter box?
No.
So your cat goes in and out as please.
That's independent cats.
See.
What's an independent cat?
A cat that you don't need to keep indoors. It's an outdoor, indoor cat. So it can come in and out as it pleases. You know, it does its business wherever it does its business. It doesn't do its business in my yard, which is great. It's fantastic.
I actually have a girlfriend like that. She was independent with her cat. She did whatever she wanted.
Okay, so Safa, if I came to the UK and was breaking into your house, your cat... It's too independent. He ain't gonna even alert you that I'm breaking into your house.
Hell no.
But my dog, right? But my dog will alert me if somebody's outside. Somebody.
And my dog will alert me too, but she ain't gonna do shit when you get in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at least she alert you.
She's like, hey, look, the iPad's over here. Motherfucker got $100 in his wallet. You got any treats on you?
Shoot, Safa cat ain't gonna tell you nothing.
No.
That's true.
No.
Somebody's gonna be in the corner. Like, he sure fucking left the door locked. Tommy. <Dummy. laughs>
Well, luckily, I don't have to worry too much about break-ins. So, you know. But yeah, I think if I lived in a neighborhood where, you know, hey now. definitely, yes. No. I get two Rottweilers. What are you talking about? And a Doberman, just for good measure.
No,
no.
Yeah. No,
but if I lived in an area where, you know, neighbors have been broken into, or where there's history of breaking in, of course, you know, then, yes, I think I would get a dog. But luckily, you know, it's not that big a deal around here, so it's not too bad.
Hey, since that brought up a good point. So if a motherfucker breaking your house, right?
Yeah.
And he got allergies, That motherfucker's done. He gonna be on the floor sneezing till the police come. That's better than a motherfucking dog.
Exactly. You know, and cats are weird because if you're allergic to them, they want to get to know you. You know, even more.
Even more.
Yeah.
I think they know that. Shit.
Mm. They can sense it. They're like. I smell fear.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do. I like cats. I just never had one because my wife at the time didn't like them. And then now, I think I'll wait till I actually like finish fixing this place up and get an actual house with a yard and all that. I'm gonna get like probably like 3 more dogs, a couple of cats. Yeah, and then I'm gonna get a fucking parakeet. My grandmother had parakeets, right? Parakeets don't live long for shit. She had like 7 of them when we growing up, right? But all of them motherfuckers' names were Pete. So I was like, "Grandma, you got a new parakeet?" "Yeah." "So what are you gonna name this one?" "Oh, that's Pete." "Grandma, the last one name was Pete." "I know, baby. That's his name too." "I'm like, how do you know that's a he?" "Well, his name Pete, so it's a he." "Okay."
It's a simple rule. It's a simple rule. Let's keep it simple, stupid.
Yes, exactly. So I'm gonna carry on the tradition, and I'm gonna get me a Pete.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And if it don't work, I'll let my dog eat it.
Oh. King. Oh.
King Kelso getting a Peter.
He getting a Peter. He getting a Peter.
What the fuck are we talking about? Oh,
Kels, you going to be getting a Peter. You going to get a Peter.
Great.
Hey, I'm gonna teach the bird. And Pete, if Repeat was in the boat, and Pete fell out, who was left?
See, you got problems with it. Are we on the last topic yet? Because it's 1,000 degrees in my house. I need a reprieve.
It's so hot. It's hot in Kelso House, man. Oh, no, it's off. Where you go, man?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. What topic are we on?
That's it. We're done. We are done. Ooh. We have finished the topics.
Oh, that's good. I love you, but God damn.
That was good.
I can't talk and fucking breathe at the same time. I'm like Reg.
I was going to say, are you going downhill too? Reg has got a second win right now. He's back now.
Well, it's like 102 degrees. My house.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Hey, get you a kiddie pool. Get you some milk. Get butt naked.
No, I'm good. I got the
hell no.
Man, y'all be tripping, man.
Just go play with the hose pipe outside. Just wet yourself, and then wait wait for the breeze.
Go get you some ice and put it in the tub, and then get you a big old cup. Pour you some vodka. And scoop up some ice and just pour it on you.
Okay. Sounds good. You had me when you said vodka.
You had me when you said vodka.
Oh, check this out. This is not for you, Red, because you're kind of primitive. This for the more refined people. You know? Me and Sasha. Oh,
I stick my pinky out when I drink my wine. What are you talking about?
Oh.
When you drink wine, dear.
Well, check this out. I know I can send Sincere and Reg wine. Can I send wine to the UK?
Yeah, I think you can. Yep.
Okay, cool. I got this young lady that I met. She has her own winery.
Oh, you were saying. I remember you talking about this. Yes, all that different flavored wine. Yes.
Yeah. But she got a watermelon flavor coming.
Ah, okay. Mm. That'll be perfect for summer.
I know what you're thinking, Sasha. It doesn't come with chicken.
Doesn't come with chicken.
Man.
What? Why would watermelon come with chicken?
You're like a good white guy.
I'm like, yeah, I'm a very confused white guy.
You fucked the whole joke up.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
but
man.
But anyway, when it comes out, I'm going to send y'all a bottle.
Okay.
Everything that she makes. But I wasn't expecting a watermelon one, because I said I talked about doing one that was aged in a whiskey barrel.
Mm.
Oh.
That does sound good. Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. Why don't you taste test, and then.
And then you
tell me which are the good ones and send me those. And then tell me how much it is, and I'll send it to you via PayPal or something.
Okay. Well, I know she ships. I'll send you the link to her website and see if she ships to the UK. But if not, I'll get it and I'll ship it to you.
Yeah, and then just let me know how much it is, and I can always send it to you. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take care of that.
Bro. Yeah, no, that'll be nice.
I'm telling you, it's that good that I want every person that drinks wine, to at least try it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because and plus, I like her story. She's a disabled vet, suffering from PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Part of her therapy was to learn how to make wine. This was just therapy a few years ago. Now it's a full-fledged business for her.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So
that's
like,
good.
You know, I'm a corny motherfucker.
No, but you know what? If this is something you enjoy doing, right?
Right.
If you can be good at something like that,
mm-hmm.
why not? You know, why not turn it into... something that's going to look after you, right? Because you need to look after that wine. You know, when you're making it, it's not a simple process. You know, a lot of care and attention required. And if you got that passion and that love to do something like that, then and you look after it, why not let it look after you?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it's doing for her. And it's just, I don't know, she's really cool. The wine tastes really good. So I was like, man, I've given it. I want a taste of it.
Mm.
But I gave most of it away just so I could just introduce people to it. It's just really good.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I mean, and we could do a taste test if you wanted to,
mm-hmm.
where we all have the same bottle and then we all crack it open and we all just take a
that's
sip
what,
and
that's
we.
What we're gonna do.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's what we're gonna do.
And then I might send you some wine as well. So
okay.
Because there's some good wine here. There's a very good bottle of Chardonnay that I found the other day. Wow. Holy cow, wow. Really, really nice. I think it's an Australian wine. Is it Australian? I don't know. I have to go back and double check. But fantastic. Mm. Really, really good.
Is it chocolate?
No.
Okay.
No, Chardonnay. It's a white wine. It's a white wine.
Okay. You said cow wow. First thing popped in my head. It's chocolate.
No, Chardonnay.
Okay.
Yeah, Chardonnay. Chardonnay's a white.
I know Chardonnay. She ain't white though, but I know it.
Oh, damn!
All right, where are we at? We're done.
I think we're done, people.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. For those who have made it this far. And you will hear us next time when we come on. And that just sounded shit. Let me try and do that again. Fuck. You see, I can't even do an exit. I can't do an intro and I can't do an exit. Listen to me. What the hell? So, thanks so much for listening. If you've made it this far, this is it. This is the end of the podcast. If you want to keep in touch with us or send us any questions or any feedback, you can send it to our Twitter or our Instagram. You can DM us there, as well as if you're on any player like Spotify, you can leave feedback through there as well. And that's all, folks. That's all we have for this week. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Kelso. Thank you, Reggie.
Yes,
and thank you to me, obviously. And we'll see you. No, we won't see you. You see, now I hate it when people say this. I'll see you next week. No one's going to see anyone. Even on a video, no one sees shit. Right, it's only the people looking at the video that sees, but yeah. Anyway, so you'll hear us next time, next week.
Absolutely.
Peace.
Great job,
peace. Peace. Just say peace, goddammit. It's like trying to land a plane, you know, and you got no engines, and it's like, what the fuck? Get on the ground, damn it.